The stated purpose of an $80,624 payment to departing Ketchikan Superintendent Beth Lougy remains unanswered. School Board President Kim Hodney called the agreement to a vote quickly and without comment.
It's been moved and seconded for the Board of Education to approve separation agreement with Ms. Beth Lougy. Discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll.
And that was that. Lougy's tenure since her promotion to lead as superintendent in 2018 has not been without controversy. Ketchikan's tribe said it had no confidence in her ability to lead the district following reports that she under-equipped Native cultural faculty. In the days leading up to and after the vote, the school board president has not returned calls, messages, or emails asking what that money was for. None of the board have been willing to discuss the issue. There's no language in the superintendent's contract mandating a severance payment upon her resignation. She would be eligible to cash out as many as 35 days of annual leave, but that is well short of the 130 days pay that the board approved. And the decision to pay the embattled superintendent more than $80,000 comes as Ketchikan's borough continues to reckon with an ongoing education fund deficit that threatens to drain reserves. Her last day was Friday. In other business Wednesday, the school board approved a $41.5 million budget for next school year. It's about $120,000, or a fraction of a percent, higher than the spending plan the board greenlit earlier this month. The updated budget includes funding for an unfilled world language teacher position that had originally slated to be cut, plus an administrative assistant for the district's cultural coordinator. Teachers' union leaders asked the board to maintain funding for small classes brought on by COVID-19. Valerie Brooks is vice president of the Ketchikan Education Association and holds a PhD in education and says she's studied the issue.
We appreciate the possibility that we've been able to experience and engage in this year with smaller class sizes and really sizes of students to teacher ratio that research for many years has borne out as beneficial for time on task, for student self-esteem, for access to instruction and discovery.
The district's business manager said pandemic relief funds would indeed allow the district to keep the student-to-teacher ratio low for the next 2 years. Hodney, the school board president, said it was an opportunity for the district to experiment with additional funding for educators.
We've got 2 years to really make the district shine and prove the class sizes and the numbers that this is what we need, this is how it should be, then 2 years from now, good luck on that board, but that can be their fight because we will have proof in the results.
The board also set a meeting Tuesday to weigh a decision about who should fill the superintendent's role on an interim basis. That's after board clerk treasurer Bridget Mattson raised concerns about a 3-board member committee Hodney convened to discuss candidates for the interim job without the approval of the full board.
Even for an interim, which is, you know, we should have a hiring process. We have a hiring process in our district now, which we didn't, but we have one now. We've developed it.
She says the district has agreements in place requiring input from the local teachers' union and tribal government. She says the school board needs to honor those and conduct its business transparently.
You know, I mean, we're supposed to have all of this as part of our hiring process for our admin, and for us to subvert that as a non-board policy functioning board and then to decide something in an executive session is, like, I can't support that.
Hodney defended the decision to convene the committee, saying the decision is time sensitive. Other board members, like Paul Robbins Jr., expressed support for a more open and deliberate hiring process.
If our process is not great, then it doesn't matter who we pick, that person will be poisoned. I think that's already happened in previous hirings, and it will happen again. If the public doesn't think that we did exactly the right process, doesn't matter who we pick, they will not support and like that superintendent.
The board appointed the school district's business manager as acting superintendent until an interim replacement is determined. The board will meet at 6 p.m. Tuesday in Ketchikan's White Cliff building to discuss who should be appointed interim superintendent. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.